You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I love his stuff is just... I'm having fun doing it rather than he's actually trying to accomplish anything.
He's 100% in the game.
Some people go to Hot Topic to buy edgy clothes. Fabio Spile goes to Hot Topic to turn the people in Hot Topic into clothes.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Versus. I am your host Hal, also known as the Amber King / Pancreas Does Work, and I'm here with my co-host
right.
Colin. Yeah.
Damn, we're neither of the debaters and you're already throwing shade. All right.
No, it makes sense because I'm here with my co-host Colin, who is Pancreas No Work. Great channel. Obviously everyone knows that already. His stuff is really good. And today will be another Versus episode where we will take on the Gene Fathers, the best geneticists within the setting. We have Andy in the blue corner over here. Andy,
hello.
Hello everyone to Andy. He'll be representing Mr. Belisarius Call, the...
Daddy Beetle! Daddy Beetle time.
The guy literally the size of a Primarch. He's Chunk. A few more arms. And in the red corner, we have Eli with Fabius Bile.
Yeah.
Eli's read his books and he loves it. And he's going to show that love today. First off, we'll just ask the contestants how they're feeling. Andy, how confident are you feeling today?
The Omnissiah is with me, as he is with everyone. I'll be fine.
Oh, he's just quite confident. Eli, how are you feeling about Fabius Bile today?
Dude, he's the main character of Warhammer 40,000, so, I mean, come on.
He does have main character syndrome, to be fair. He does think he's the main character. But with that being said, I think, boys, we're going to hop off straight on into it. Eli will be up first, telling us about the Clone Lord. Eli, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And your time begins now.
Nice. Fabius Bile is the best and greatest and most epic scientist in the entire galaxy. He's the Mad Flayer, the Clone Lord, the Primogenitor, and Chief Apothecary of the Emperor's Children, and basically all of Chaos at this point. He's worshipped as a god by his children that he has created, which have become entire civilizations and societies that are self-sustainable and govern themselves. He has created the New Men, which are basically his own version of Space Marines. He improves upon the Emperor's work, which is apparently not heresy according to Belisarius' call, so I can say that. And while they may be not quite as heroic and strong as the Space Marines, they are fast and cunning, and most importantly, human. They retained their humanity, and they can reproduce, so there's a lot more of them. You can make a lot more of them for a lot cheaper. They cost you basically nothing. And they're pretty badass, as one may say. They're pretty cool. He single-handedly saved the entire Emperor's Children Legion from destruction, taking on many great sacrifices and burdens upon himself. That was pretty cool. Chaos unifies around him when he doesn't even try. He doesn't want them to half the time, and they still flock to him because he's just so epic. He gives us so much chat energy that the Emperor's Children just kind of conglomerate around him and follow him because he's a natural born leader. He enhanced the entire legion of the Emperor's Children back in the day and basically single-handedly caused their entire fall. What an epic troll. He turned civilians into drugs. Literally awesome. Rock and roll, dude. He made the perfect cloned Primarch of Fulgrim, and basically the perfect horse, but horse didn't have a soul, so it didn't work quite as well. But Fulgrim does have a soul, so he'd made the perfect Fulgrim. I don't see Belisarius creating any Primarchs. He's a
heresy. It's heresy.
Oh, but created Space Marines is heresy. He's immortal. He'll never die. He's defeated death. There's literally like 20 of him. Only one Belisarius. There's a billion Fabius Biles. He's seen the face of Slaanesh. Still doesn't believe her. Freaking got him. Yeah, I think that's good.
Oh, and he's dipping out straight away.
Rocking the confidence.
He's got a good portfolio.
He does have quite the portfolio.
I feel like he gave his rap battle intro there. He's let everyone know that
I'm gonna match.
He's very much, if Fabius needs a hype man, Eli's already there.
Eli, if Fabius has one fan, Eli's that fan.
He's already worshipping Slaanesh. He's halfway there. He's already in there.
I do like how, like, the way he was doing the intro, you could just imagine him in, like, wrestling gear about to approach the ring. Just like, spells as a bile, Fabius, the big primogenitor.
It's some good points, but I think it's time for another beginning and opening Andy to unleash his knowledge. Andy, are you ready?
Yeah.
And your time begins now.
Okay, it's time to talk about Mr. Magos, Daddy Beetle, Big Mechanicus, Mac Daddy himself, Belisarius Cool. This guy is an old dude. He was around during the days of Fabius Bile, during the Horus Heresy. It's kind of debatable. I don't know exactly who's longer, like, lived. But then again, Fabius Bile has died several times and been cloned and brought back because, you know, oh, you can't just have one life. That's cringe, hipster. Anyway, he was around during the days of the Horus Heresy, doing his bit for the Imperium, and during those days he realized, you know what, I quite like flesh, so I'm not going to be too techie just yet. I'm just going to, like, upgrade my brain a little bit, add some MacGuffins, make myself a bit more intelligent. That's pretty cool. But with a bit of time and a bit of encouragement, he realized, nah, flesh is weak, fam. I'm going to get some iron in me. I'm going to be, like, this gigantic, like, I'm going to replace my limbs, my organs, I'm going to add extra appendages so I can do, like, basketball while I'm using the calculator or whatever he does. I don't know. He's too smart for me to know. But anyway, he started to integrate people's minds into his own. So, like, Fabius is a pretty smart dude. Okay, that's one brain. Guess what? Belisarius has got, like, dozens of people's consciousness and brains integrated into his, like, being. He's like a hive mind. He can do so much with that processing power and those experiences of several people, one of which might be Arcan Land. It's not confirmed, but it's probably very much a reliable thing that if you were going to integrate someone into your brain, probably be the man who made the Land Raider, because, you know, they have a meme point there. And like Eli said, you know, oh, it's cool, you know, you made some Primarchs, which all of them failed or died or in prison. But big daddy Belisarius, he's made the Primaris Marines. He's got hundreds of thousands of children. He's got thousands of them all across the galaxy doing the Emperor's will, and they're better than firstborn such as Bile. Yes, they're mass produced, but they're also getting it done. What has Bile done with his, like, so-called children? Little misfits who have bad grammar. Cool, whatever. Also, I think I'm gonna, like, do a bit of a heavy one here. He beat a Catan, like, in a battle of wits, and he, like, bested, like, a primordial being that's arguably as strong as a chaos god. Just saying. He also, you know, doesn't have the, like, equivalent of space marine grade cancer mixed with scurvy, unlike Bile and his whatever he's got going on with that infection he has. He also, you know, he can do multiple tasks at once, because Eli mentioned, oh, there's, you know, Bile's cloned himself loads of times. Well, guess what? We've got the Call Inferiors, baby. Call is able to make versions of himself, lesser versions, to accomplish several tasks across the galaxy at once. He's got the skills to make the master-crafted Armor of Fate for Gilliman. He literally saved Space Jesus from dying. That's pretty cool. He commands the entirety of the Mechanicus. Like, Fabius Bile, he's got the Emperor's children. Cool, a broken legion full of drug addicts. That's cool. He's got the Mechanicus, the entire Mechanicus, and he's got the fealty of Nighthouses and Titans. He's also uncovered several mysteries across the galaxy and confronted the deadliest foes across the vast void of space. He's even been at the side of the Avenging Sun. He's witnessed the destruction of Cadia. He's even allied himself with Trazin the Infinite, rather than made a little, like, oh, hello, I'm Fabius. Oh, you're Trazin, you're kind of cool. Cringe. He worked with him to try and stem the tide of chaos. There's only one Mac Daddy in the 40k universe. 10,000 years going strong, and that's Belisarius. Star is cool. And I think I'm going to leave it at that for my opening statements.
Ooh. Nicely done. Colin, how do you feel?
I feel like we got some strong contenders on each side. I do like the each of the arguments you have for, you know, I guess they're children, as you could say. The Primaris Marines, I mean, first of all, they're the Space Marines. Quite prominent, obviously, in Warhammer 40K, and it's definitely important to acknowledge Call did that. It's kind of a hard one to top. But that being said, Eli had a good point. Fabius's new man, they just need to have, you know, they just need to procreate. You don't need any facilities for that. Just when a mommy new man and a daddy new man love each other very much, you get more soldiers. So
procreation is cringe.
Just a candlelit dinner.
Yeah, just a candlelit dinner, and you've got another soldier eventually.
Right.
So I do like they've each got some stuff going for them. I do have a question for each side if they'd care to hear it.
Nice.
The question is, and I'll have Eli go answer first and then Andy next. They both have some ability to, I feel like, to stick around a bit and avoid death. Call, of course, being a tech priest, and Fabius just cloning himself whenever anyone blinks. But I do have to ask, are either of them capable of a true form of immortality? So let's say you kill all of the Fabiuses, and you have an EMP next to Call or something. Do they have a way to get around this for either of them? Eli, what would happen if all of the Fabiuses died? Does he have an out? Alright.
Fabius is too smart for that. He would have a backup plan for his backup plan for his backup plan. He literally always wins. You can't beat this guy. He has an unknown location in the galaxy, unknown to all except for him, where his new man are going to go live one day when he needs to, and not a single soul knows about it. So, I mean, you know, that's a good hiding spot if he needs it.
Right. And, Andy, what would happen to Call? Is there anything he could do to reroute some data routines or something like that? I don't know how computers work.
I'm sure he has the capability to create something similar to what the Necron use, where they move their consciousness into like a hub. We already know he's got the Call Inferiors. We already know he's got usable, like, lesser versions of himself that basically act to the normal observer like Belisarius, except more mechanical. And this is tech daddy. He's going to have contingents like, oh, as long as I've got bandwidth or a hard drive or a floppy disk, I'm not going anywhere. I'll just make more memory and I'll spread myself around. It's not a problem. You can't beat the machine because the machine is immortal. Praise the Omnisire.
Andy with a pretty solid answer, and Eli, I'm not going to lie, you were definitely channeling some "but I did have breakfast today" energy.
Fabius never loses, bro. I don't know what to tell
that
you.
Is fair, although you did acknowledge Fabius has about 5 gazillion contingency plans in place, so
did
that
die
is worth
in the Inquisitor noting. Game as the final boss.
That is true. Alright, I think I'm good on questions. Are you gentlemen ready for round 2? Unless Al has anything to
I do have a question, but I think I'll save it for my round. My review, shall we say. And Eli, are you ready for your next section?
Yes.
And your time begins now.
Alright, I was actually trolling. Fabius is immortal because he take the Wraithbone technology of the Eldar, and now his consciousness resides within Wraithbone, which is why he can make 1 trillion of himself all the time. So he actually can never die. I totally forgot about him that till now. But anyways, that's pretty cool. He's literally immortal. His noise brains are also still around, which is cool. They recognize him from 10,000 years ago. One of his coolest creations by far. Who doesn't like noise brains? They're so freaking cool, dude. His war gear is epic. One touch from his demon staff is an auto win in most of his fights. And he makes serums that literally can affect demons, which have no real physical essence or organs, and it somehow still works. He's just that smart. The Chirurgeon is a sentient, fleshy machine that's a complete bro and operates on him while he's asleep. It's a smart guy. He lays eggs. I mean, like, come on. I haven't seen Mr. Call create any demon flesh sacks that create eggs and perform surgeries. Fabius has gone to Kamara, and he balled so hard on the Dark Elder that he outsmarted them and caused basically a mini civil war, and they crawled over each other and destroyed literal entire planets to try to get to Fabius, and he still beat them. Let's go. He uses the webway that's cool on its own. He has his own war band, and it's basically all just a whole army and conglomerate of apothecaries, because all the apothecaries from around the galaxy flock to this guy because he's so smart and he knows more than every single one of them. There's not a single apothecary who can rival this guy's genius, so that everybody goes to him to learn from him. He cares about his children. He's honestly a loving father. He cares about the little kids. You know, he gives them little cuddles, touches, pinches their cheek. Cares about his new men especially. Creates an entire society for them, an entire backup plan, the perfect paradise for them to keep them safe if he needs to. They're not tools in his mind, but they're the future. They're the future of the entire world. He's not just working for the future of Chaos or the Imperium. He's working for the future of humanity to make his own humanity that'll be a million billion times better than the Emperor's, that's for sure, because the Emperor's didn't work out, so now it's Fabius's turn. Yeah, he balls pretty hard. I think that's about it. He's cool.
And we will cut it there. Not pretty, pretty impassioned, I'd say.
Definitely putting Fabius on quite the high level to be comparing him to Big E himself.
Yeah, bro, all the entire Chaos relies on him. They can't even survive without him. They use all of his... He's created... Yeah, you know. Well, Chaos only exists because of Fabius.
With that being said, though, Andy, are you ready for your rebuttal?
Oh, I am so ready. Let's go.
And your time begins now.
Okay, so first of all, in a 1v1 versus Belisarius, let's talk about what Bile is rocking. He's got the Rod of Torment. Guess what? It makes pain really bad. Doesn't matter. Cole's made of steel. It's not going to do anything. Cole is armed with the Arc Scourge. It exercises machine spirits. Bile's funny little backpack. Guess what? He's going to make it defunct just by going... snap of his fingers. That doesn't work anymore. Your armor doesn't work anymore. No more machine spirit. Done. He got the solar atomizer, a mastercrafted melter weapon capable of burning through tanks. How's your little lab coat going to do against that? He's got a mastercrafted omnicine axe that towers over Bile. And let's not forget, Paul is bigger than a Primarch. He is gigantic. In a 1v1, you got an old man with a little needler and a rod, a little cane, against a gigantic beetle man with a power axe that's capable of cutting through anything. No contest. He's got the mechadendrite hive, snaky, loopy little, like, appendages that'll grab you, engulf you, stab you, throttle you, vivisect you, whatever he wants to do. He's got the Scryer skulls, which basically analyze during battle what's going on. We might have already seen the bit from the Gothic Armada 2 cinematic where he's talking to the guys and he's doing threat assessments while he talks. Any mistake Cole makes, any single one, whether he moves his stance or he has a bit too much weight distribution on one foot or he has a vulnerability in his armor, Cole goes, weakness, jab, done. He's got the reaction times because he's a machine. He's literally and figuratively a machine. He's also got a refractor field. It makes him cloaked in gravitic energy. So not only is Cole going to have a bit of trouble identifying where Cole is when he's trying to attack him, making him harder to hit, he also refracts strikes. His refractor field can stop point blank las cannons and plasma guns. What's your little cane going to do about that? And I just need to press upon this, he is enormous. He is chonk. So you've got a multi-limbed, heavily armed, shielded, titanic figure, bigger than a Primarch, with 10,000 of years of experience, with several people's experiences of battle. Because remember, we don't know who he's been integrating into his mind. He could have been getting generals, he could have been getting Astarte soldiers, and he could have been integrating that into his knowledge of battlefields, tactics, and how he... like, Zyklos Nida is cool. How are you going to stand against this imposing beetle, armed to the teeth, armed with knowledge and foresight, who knows every single one of your little tricks and goes, doesn't matter, mate, I know exactly how to counter this, and I'm going to leave it there.
Ooh, with not much time to spare as well. Damn. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. So Eli started to talk about his Mr. Bile's greatness, whereas Andy went straight for, yo, my dad is bigger than yours, so I can he can beat you up your dad.
Hey man, that's how it works in 40k. The taller and bigger you are, the more authority you have, and Cole's pretty big.
The Avatar.
That's why the Avatar of Kane is clearly beaten up by his thing smaller than it.
Kane. Alright, listen. Alright, listen.
Yeah, listen.
The Eldar aren't involved here.
I thought me and Eli were in the versus match this episode.
Hal should have forgotten the memo. I think he thought the schedule meant you two were judging.
Well, I do have a slight question for both of you. I'll start with Eli. What is something you think Fabius could make which Belisario's call could not? As in, what would you think he would be capable of that his rival wouldn't even come close to?
Well, a Primarch, first of all, and an entire species, probably. I don't think Call's really made anything from scratch. I think he's kind of just, you know, taken what he has and made it better. Don't see a lot of original works coming out of Mr.
Hold
Bella
on, your whole thing was, oh, he's made, like, he's literally copying the Emperor's homework.
Yeah, but
that's not a point.
His mutant populations, though, he's made from scratch. And his new men are barely freaking space marines.
Let's put some horns on this one. Let's make this one have, like, a weird...
Yeah, thing. They're cuties. Like,
that's
cute
not
fellas.
Building from scratch. Nice that's guys. I'm gonna
they'll die in the millions. I'll overwhelm Belisarius Call with my 1 billion mutant children.
You can't hit him because of his refractor field.
But that being said, though, Andy, what's something you think Call could make that Fabius wouldn't be capable of?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, just from the fact that he's interacted with a Catan shard and he's experimented with the sofa device, I reckon he could make something like an interplanetary dimensional teleportation device or something which influenced travel. But the thing about Call is he knows where the line is, and he goes, Primarchs, that's a bit far. He could do it, but he goes, you know what? That's not my place. I'm going to improve upon with the Primaris Marines and Bolters and Tanks and Dreadnoughts because that serves the Omnissiah, but I'm not overstepping the bounds of becoming a filthy heretic.
He only commits a little bit of heresy. And then, you know, then calls everyone else heretics.
Just a smidge of heresy. Mm-hmm. I do have
probably
one
Bible verse about this.
I have one last question.
It sounds
question,
like a spreadable then. How. Just a smidge of...
Just a smidge of heresy in the morning.
It's delicious.
I do have one last question, which I think Andy kind of touched upon in his section, which is, I'll start with Eli first. Fabius Bile has to kill Belisario's Call. How does he do it?
1 trillion billion million mutants and a whole space marine chaos space.
So you're
marine
saying he can't do it probably on his own? Oh, that's a shame.
No, 1v1? No, he's too smart to fight a 1v1. Heck no. And, you know, 50,000 apothecaries, 100,000 chaos space marines, you know, Abaddon the Despoiler probably owes him something, so there you go.
That's fair enough. And Andy, I think you kind of touched on it earlier, but how would, you know, Call has to kill Fabius Bile. How does he do it?
All right, so by Eli's logic, okay, one, he's got a favor with the Avenging Sun. He's like, can I get all of your Ultramarines and the Astartes? Cool. Also, he's got the Mechanicus. Cool. Also, he's got the Legios with the Knights and the Titans. Cool. Plus, he's got his own Space Marine factions like the Sons of Medusa and the ones that are from
Red
the
Vipers.
Salamander to come.
Red Vipers.
The Black Vipers. Yeah, like, he's got all these connections. And that's when he's going, I need to pull out all the stocks. Remember, he's also got his Call Inferiors, which could be making him 70 opponents versus one in the case of Call. Like, because the thing is, Fabius can't use more than one body at a time, more or less. They're all independent forces. Call is like a hive mind. He could go, I have all my Call Inferiors, I have my Mechanicus, my Nighthouses, the Space Marines, my Primarch friends, my pal Celestine. We're still on WhatsApp, we're still good. Get the Sisters of Battle involved, get the Black Templars involved. Get Ivrain and her folks.
Bro, I think the Imperium's a little
be,
busy right
you
now.
You would be in so much. Well, again, you were saying he's got a million billion. It's like, if pressed, Call could be like, let's make a concerted effort to just obliterate Fabius. It would not be.
Is he losing to the Tyranids on that 53% scale?
Well, they're also checking out certain boost designs. So, you know, the Mechanicus has its priorities in the right place, if you ask me.
Well, I think there's some good arguments from both sides there. I like that quite a lot. The hive mind idea actually hadn't crossed my mind before. So,
hear all that processing time.
I mean, if we're talking about heresy, these two are both pretty, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say it's a bonus and a negative on both sides.
I want a written apology about the bad things you said about my dad. He's coming to get you.
Well, other than bringing our actual dads to fight in this YouTube episode, we will start on our very last round. Eli, are you ready?
Yes.
You have 1 minute and it begins now.
All right, Mr. Cole has cost the average Space Marine player hundreds of dollars. He has irreparably changed the Space Marine aesthetic in Warhammer forever. Primaris art is hyper cringe compared to the classic Space Marines. He can't even fit his dudes in the regular transports, and he can't fit the regular dudes in the Primaris transports, so you have to buy all of them. Primaris Marines fight for Mars instead of the Emperor. They don't know two poos about fighting chaos and the new foes and adapting. Other legions literally kill them. Whatever. Call also is big heretic, committed mega heresy, improved the Emperor's work, and it took him like 10,000 years forever. Bro, clones? AI clones? Colluding with Xenos? I don't know, man. I don't know. This guy says he's not a heretic. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. He's been piggybacking off the real G, the Emperor, this whole time, basing his work. And most of all, he has no pimp cane. Call gets zero. Not
and your time is
zero
up.
Bitches.
Zero bitches. Call is apparently maidenless. Andy, are you ready for your response?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's you go. Have 1 minute, and it begins now.
On that last point, Call does have a pimp cane. It's in Battlefleet Gothic 2 cinematic. You can see it when he gets off the ship. So let's just brush the cane moment aside. Let's be honest. Fabius is a very impressive individual, but he ain't no Belisarius. Yes, you've got your little freak army. Yes, you tried to clone a Primarch a few times and it didn't really work out.
It works.
But let's be honest. Belisarius has changed the game. Like you mentioned, he has redefined what it is to be a Space Marine or a tabletop player or a Xenos or a heretic, because guess what? When you write the book, you get to say who's a heretic and who isn't. And Belisarius is not a heretic. He is a genius. He is the Archmagos. He is Big Brain Daddy. He is Beetle incarnate. And no matter how much cope I hear, I never hear a response to how can he beat him in a one-on-one? He can't. How can he beat him in intelligence? He can't. How can he combat his vast armies? He can't. Fabius is outclassed in every way.
And it's over.
Long reign the Omnissiah.
Well, well, well. Colin, how do you feel about those, the minutes of hate?
There was definitely some vitriol going around. I like the repeated naming of Call as the Beetle. That makes me chuckle.
Das Beetle.
I do have one final question for the contestants. If I were to say, drop a piece of a Warhammer miniature, and as it does with every small little thing you drop into your floor, vanishes directly into the warp forever, never to be found. Who could help me get something to find it? Which who would build a better device to help me find it? Eli?
Oh, there you go.
Fabius already has Webway technology and knows how Eldar technology works, so I think you have a pretty good bet there.
Ooh, and it is mostly Eldar stuff that I drop on my floor and lose for all eternity. Mm-hmm. Andy, how might Call solve this dilemma?
Well, you mentioned, like, for example, you know how I mentioned he can analyze during battle, like. You gotta remember, he's got the entire Mechanicus and all their scanning equipment and all their vehicles and their fleets and all their ancient archaeotech and all their wondrous dark age of technology. They probably have something in the back room that they're just like a bit like, oh, this is precious. But if you were in a bind, they'd be like, yeah, no problem. And he's got his contacts throughout the Imperium, unlike Fabius, who's a bit of an independent, warbands are cringe, I'm gonna work on my own. Like, Belisarius is like, I know some Eldar who could help me out in the Webway. I've got my living saints, my Primarchs, my entire army, my knight houses. We'll figure it out. It's no problem. I got scanning devices. I've got robots. We're immune to an extent with the warp and its currents. We know we got the know-how. We can get it done.
Those are good arguments on both sides.
I have one question. I think both of them can answer. I'll keep it together or not, but which one of them do you think understands perhaps the best geneticist in the entire universe, the Emperor, who understands his work the best? Eli? Mm.
That's a good question. Ironically, I think it is probably... I actually think it is Fabius. Controversial opinion.
Andy, do you feel the same way?
No, think of it this way. Belisarius has been in direct contact with the Emperor. He's been studying, not just like, I have a box of scraps in a cave, Iron Man style, making weird mutants. No, Belisarius has like all the information. He has all the samples. He has countless test subjects. He has 10,000 years of knowledge. He's got the data vaults of the Mechanicus. He has the files and the archives on Holy Terra. He's been in the presence of Primarchs. He knows everything he needs to know. That's how he made a gigantic army of Primaris Marines. He knows it. Back to front, front to back, and if he wanted to make a Primarch, if it wasn't heresy, he could do it.
I want to see a clip of Belisarius saying, Fabius Bile built this in a cave with a box of scraps!
Well, Colin, let us know your thoughts. What are you thinking so far? Who's coming out on top? What's your overall review of the argument so far?
Both presented good sides. Of course, there's the fact Eli has mentioned Fabius is definitely does not have the same resource standpoint that Call has and is able to, has done quite a bit with as much reduced capacity. But that being said, in a war scenario, you don't get to go, he has better stuff than me to avoid losing. You just
especially
lose.
When you've done the heresy that got you in that place in the first. Like if you didn't rebel, you could have had access to. But oh no, you did it a whoopsie with being a traitor.
Yeah, so it is very impressive Fabius has done with the limited resources he has. But just going, Fabius can't do what Call does because he has less resources. You know, like pardon me, let me reword that. Saying, imagine what Fabius could do if he had Call's resources, I don't find too much of a defense because he doesn't have Call's resources. That is a hypothetical. That being said, when I play strategy games, I'm a big fan of the old reliable, minimal input for maximum output, and Fabius's new man, definitely the kind of thing I would gel with. You don't need massive production facilities and other pre-existing knowledge like you do with Primaris Marines. He's made his new man, and then they're out and about to do their thing. So, Fab, I think both of them definitely have brought up good points. Hal, how are you feeling over it right now?
It's a toughie, this one. This might be, like, the closest we've ever had in terms of...
And to be fair, yeah. It's the first time we've pitted Warhammer versus Warhammer.
This one feels, like, incredibly close because they're both, in a way, they're kind of the same thing, and yet they are not. In terms of how
the two
they
sides
show
the same coin,
yeah, they how they show their genius. I do think Fabius has isn't necessarily held back by what some would call morality, as much as Paul isn't a little bit. I feel like Fabius's experiments and all of his work is very much the. It's not really with a goal as much of a goal in mind. It's also it speaks more to like can he do it, and does he have a end goal in mind? Whereas.
It's for the sake of doing it, almost.
Yeah, whereas Call isn't... It's not that he's incapable of doing many of the things that Fabius has. He just has no interest / directive to produce that. He produced the Primaris Space Marines because that's what... First of all, because the lore writers made him. And secondly, because that's essentially what he needed to do to... help reconquer the galaxy in the Indomitus Crusade.
Is your critique that Belisarius is too busy to do other things, therefore that's like that's not his...
No, he's too busy. It's just that
he's got a lot to do.
He's not out there making humans into cocaine powder because has no interest.
Although saying that, that is admittedly another criticism against Call. You can say, you know, he has a lot to do so he can't focus on these things. That is a problem Call has. Call definitely has a lot more on his plate, whereas Fabius has a lot more...
If Fabius had that constraint, he wouldn't get nearly enough done, and I don't think it would be comparable if that were the case, I'm just saying.
But that goes back to what I was just saying earlier, just because, you know, it's like the opposite of the resource thing. Like, yeah, if Call didn't have all this stuff on his plate, he could do this. Well, Call does have all this stuff on his plate, so unfortunately it's a moot point.
Well, I guess on the other side of that coin is... Fabius has nothing occupying his time, so therefore he essentially makes people into powder, which is like, for no reason.
What a terrible work.
There's actually no reason to do it.
You should be drugs now.
Yeah, like again, it's technically it's a waste of time.
Research purposes.
I need a new jacket. You'll do.
He's just ticking off the achievements, bro.
Yeah, a lot of his stuff is just I'm having fun doing it rather than he's actually trying to accomplish anything.
He's 100% in the game.
Some people go to Hot Topic to buy edgy clothes. Fabio Spile goes to Hot Topic to turn the people in Hot Topic into clothes.
I think there's also, I do have to remember as well, like, again, Belisario's call is essentially been immortal the entire time. He's lived 10,000 mm-hmm. years. And Fabius Bile, I think it's even said in the Fabius Bile books when he talks to Trezin, he goes, I think Trezin says to him, are you even the original Fabius or are you just a memory of the original Fabius? So is Fabius Bile actually dead? So, and again, his...
The ghost of a memory of a person.
Yeah, and does his, is it the Blight? Again, the Blight keeps coming up, yeah. So it will kill him every time.
Oh, but he's cured right now with the Wraithbone. His OG form is...
He's coping.
Is safe.
I thought the Wraithbone, he basically had his memories. His memories won't go, but his bodies always die, if I remember.
Yeah, but he's alive in the Wraithbone.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, that's how Wraithbone stuff works. You keep your soul. It is your soul in that thing. Like, it's not like the Necrons where it's like, hey, you know, you're a member, but are you technically the same? Like, no, Wraithbone, it's straight up your soul in that thing.
I guess does a call even need to do that, though? His body's not dying.
That is a really good point.
Oh, this is a really tough one, because I like both these characters.
I have, however, come to a decision, biased as it is, Hal. If do you need a bit more time to discuss, think on yourself?
I think I'm going to know it as soon as I say it out loud, so you go first.
All right. As much as both sides are very good, I have to say, and again, I will admit, some of this is bias going in, but I'm going to give it to Andy. I feel like Carl just simply has a far stronger position, and if he were to... feel he needed to do the things Fabius does, I feel like he would. And while yes, his 5 billion other things on his plate would perhaps put some time in front of it, Carl, I feel like, could do what, again, he could do very much what Fabius does. Perhaps not as good, but good enough. And in war, good enough is all you need. Also, praise the Omnissiah.
Love me machines.
Love me machines.
Eat flesh, just is.
Hal, how about yourself? Where's your decision?
It is essentially 50-50 in my brain, but if I had to bring it down to one, I think they're basically matched on pretty much everything. So I'm going to say... I think I have to give it to Fabius, just for the simple fact that I think... he's probably on paper the slightly better geneticist in terms of Call would have to have resources and things to get to that point. Fabius has done the hard work and he's not held back by essentially red tape. I think other than they're matched on pretty much everything else. I think Fabius just beats him on. I think Fabius is the slightly the better genius. So I have to give it to Fabius. It's really tough, that one. That was really hard.
I should also say, going off the arguments, Eli, one of the things that definitely pushed me towards Andy is when you brought up Fabius and his dark Eldar escapades and using Eldar technology. I find it very difficult to support GW going, hey, look at the Space Marine character using Eldar stuff again better than they do. Thank you, GW. Thank you.
I just like how Hal basically went like, I'm just going to hand wash atrocities by saying, yeah, but it makes him better, so it's fine.
And he's not the better human. No, not at all. I mean, they're both not good people, but...
They also, yeah, if we're going off morality, at a certain point, it's like, yeah, Fabius is worth, but it's like, they're both pretty horrid.
I'm pretty sure, like, the whole Primaris Marine thing is they take children and they turn them into super soldiers.
Call doesn't have a weapon that just its entire intent is to make pain. Just that's the priority. He's like, no, I need to kill you to get out the way.
He probably and does have a machine. It's
just like, oh, I'm just going to inflict the most pain feasible because it's funny. It's like, nah, it does. No, that's just a bit much, really.
I mean, it's very close this one. Like, I could have said either. To be honest, I just think Call definitely outplays Bile on a lot of things, but I think Bile just, there's a little bit of more genius to him.
It'll be interesting to see their banter in the upcoming book, which was the impetus for this episode, really. It's like, yes, a new book coming out.
Although, I should say that I think neither of these two are the best geneticist scientists, whatever, in the galaxy. Oh, neither of them are even...
The Emperor.
Oh, please. Clown, Big E.
The old ones.
The real book should be... Oh, the old ones, probably, but they're not around anymore. The real battle should be Cesaras versus Yuri and Rikarth. Now, there's some... Kinetics. All right, well, you're a... it's the Necron, guy versus the Dark Eldar guy. There's some real genetics, though.
Necrons are so epic.
The humans.
Thought I would have heard of him. Oh, well.
Love me, real empire.
The children of the old ones versus the children of the Catan. Like,
Well, with that being said, though, we hope everyone listening appreciated and enjoyed the content. We, again, this was a tough one. You have to let us know down below if you think we, indeed, which one you think won, maybe, or who had, maybe an argument we missed. Because, like, no offense, we always miss an argument. please don't be angry at us.
And especially because the judges are tied. All right, well, now I'm really going with it all. The judges are tied, but the commenters, you gotta carry it through.
Yes, and if you're in the side chat, please vote on the poll. Let us know which one you're thinking is the superior. Because there's no proper template of, like, what we're judging on. It's just, I think in our minds we know who's the best. And with that being said, though, thank you so much for listening and watching, and we hope to see you all on the next episode. Peace.
Love you very much.
Bye, everyone.
Praise the Omnis.
I'd marry you.